Maseches Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, 7-4. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that there's a special gift to the poor when it comes to grapevines called Peret. So grapevines have Peah, Shicha. They don't have Leket, but they have Peret instead, which is analogous. And there's one more gift we'll find about in this Mishnah, which is a gift totally unique without analog to the grapevines. That's called an Olelos, or Ololos, the plural. The word olel means a child in other contexts, and the idea here being that this is sort of like an underdeveloped, not fully ripened cluster of grapes. So, to understand the Mishnah, basic grape anatomy, if you will, and I'll actually post a picture. A grape grows in a bunch called a cluster of grapes. Now, the structure is you have a grape vine that's kind of like the branch that goes across, and out of the branch of the vine grows a charvit, a central spine of that cluster. Off the charvit grows eshkolot tanot, like little mini clusters off of that main spine. Now, as the little fruits, the grapes, on those eshkolot tanot, those little mini clusters, grow, they begin to bunch up. And the ones lower down on the charvit, on the spine, begin to press up on the mini clusters above them. So it gives the characteristic sort of V shape, if you will, of the cluster of grapes, much the same way that a person who's got very, very muscular is sort of V shaped with very broad shoulders and narrow towards his waist as his taper down. So the same idea, as the grapes grow, the lower mini clusters, eshkolot ktanot, will push up on the higher ones, kind of pushing them up and making sort of this V shape of the grape cluster. That phenomenon of pushing up and making the V-shape is called a katef, which means a shoulder. So they have like a shoulder. In addition, at the very bottom of the charvit, that spine, the central spine of the cluster, so ultimately there'll be no final mini-cluster coming off of it. For what it's worth, those mini-clusters are called, each stem of the mini-cluster is called a peduncle. In any case, there won't be a peduncle at the bottom of the charvit, the central spine. Instead, there'll just be a couple grapes, or a few grapes, coming off the bottom. Those few grapes coming directly off the bottom of that spine are like as if they're dripping off the bottom, or that they're like a pendant that adorns the bottom, and that is called the nataf. The nataf, which means either like a drop, because it's dropping off the bottom, or it means like a pendant that adorns the bottom. In either case, as the Mishnah will say in a moment, any grape cluster that lacks both the katef, the triangular shape, the V shape, because of the lower ones pushing up the higher mini clusters, and also lacks a nataf, grapes coming directly off the bottom of the central spine, charvit, as a pendant or as like dropping off the bottom. If it lacks both of those features, it's called an olelis, and that's the gift that's left to the poor. So these underdeveloped or strangely developed, strangely formed clusters are the clusters that must be left for the poor, called ololos. And therefore the Mishnah says, Ezuhi olelos, what constitutes an olelos cluster? Kol she'ein la lo chatef, velo natef. Any cluster that has neither a chasef, the katef, the shoulder shape, and also doesn't have a natef, the pendant or drip at the bottom. Im yesh lo katef, if it does have the shoulder shape, so to speak, meaning the V shape as the lower ones press up on the higher ones on the cluster. Oh, natef, or even if it has no katef, but it does have a natef, a few grapes coming directly at the bottom of the spine, shil bal habayis, then the owner of the vineyard can keep that cluster for himself. It only is given to the poor if it lacks both of these phenomena. Im safek laniyim. If one's not sure if the way in which these grapes are formed constitutes a katef, let's say, and it certainly is no natef, for argument's sake, so it's a suffix. Maybe it constitutes an olelos, maybe not. In that case, la'aniyim, the rule is ulivis daniyim. The reason for that is because, as we explained before in the Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph, there's a separate limud which says that a suffix, a doubtful scenario with a gift to the poor, we err to side the benefit to the poor. That's only because of a pasuk. You'll recall from the rest of Kol Torah Kula, when it comes to a suffix, if you're not sure who owns a particular thing, Hamotzi machaver olav haraya. The usual governing principle is the burden of proof is on the one who would be taking it away from the current muchzik, the current person who has possession of, in this case, the grape. So since the bala bais has possession, under normal circumstances, were not for the pasuk, the poor would have to bring a proof that it's definitely an oleles in order to claim it. But because of this limud from the pasuk that we are ozev, we abandon dafka, we proactively are ta'azov, we abandon gifts to the poor, so we'll leave the suffix for the poor also. And therefore, im safek, if it's a doubt how it's structured, if it constitutes an oleles, laniyim, we err to the benefits of the poor people. The Mishnah continues, oleles shebar kuva. Now here's an interesting sort of questionable case. It's not a suffix per se, it's that you have a normal constructed cluster coming off the vine, but then at the joint you have another smaller one, let's say, or a different one, separate one, which is not clear if that's a separate cluster all to itself, and it might be an oleles, or is this just like part of the larger cluster, and you know, just because it's a part of a larger cluster doesn't make it now an oleles. So it's a question. Again, look at the picture, it's easier to understand, but this is sort of like growing on the line, so it's not clear, so to speak, in different words, if you have two clusters, one is a regular cluster, one's an oleles, or if you have one large cluster which just has some weird thing growing off the side of it, because the sharvit, if you will, the would-be spine of this would-be oleles is on the corner, at the junction. Arkuva actually means knee or junction, so it's at the junction that where the vine and the sharvit of the bona fide not oleles meet. So, if it's exactly in the joint like that, so then it depends. If you can harvest them and pluck both clusters, I guess both half of the cluster, with a single cut, and they come together and they stick together, so then hareisha bal habayis. As long as they stay together, then you see it's got a din of being a single cluster, and the bal habayis can keep it as there's no oleles here. Vim lav, but if you can't harvest them together, or if you harvest them together, but then they divide into two, they fall apart into two separate clusters, one that constitutes an oleles and one that doesn't. So the one that constitutes oleles, harehi shalaniyim, that one must be left for the poor. Finally, and this part of the Mishnah is hard to read correctly. According to the Bar Tanura, it says the Mishnah reads garger yichidi, which literally would mean a single grape. However, the Bar Tanura understands what it means is you have a grape cluster where instead of having the peduncles coming off of the main spine and making mini clusters, you don't have that. You just have individual grapes coming off of that main spine. Look at my picture again, it'll be clearer. So if you have garga yichidi, you have a cluster that constitutes a spine, the sharvit, and from the sharvit, instead of little mini clusters, you have just individual grapes. That's a Bar Tanura understand the words of the Mishnah here. So then, Rabbi Huda Omer Eshkol, Rabbi Huda says, listen, that is not considered an oleles, it's just a whole different category of thing, and you can keep it. And Chacham Omer, no, since it doesn't have a katef, and doesn't have a natef, it is an oleles and must go to the aniyim, and the halacha, of course, follows the Chachamim.